August 17.
In the Hunter on 981 2NM and on iHeartRadio, this is 2NM Local News.
Good morning, I'm Darren Katrupi in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. A call this morning to immediately update facilities for fire crews at Singleton Fire Station. New South Wales Upper House MP Rod Roberts says female and male firefighters are forced to use the same shower and toilet on station. The fire crews, made up of women and men, also have to get changed into their personal protective firefighting outfits in front of each other in the engine bay. The issues have been raised in state parliament, but so far it's fallen on deaf ears. Mr. Roberts says the facilities on station are so outdated and need to be urgently upgraded.
When the alarms go and the fire officers need to change and get into the protective gear, they do so in full view of members of the public. John Street has a major car park right opposite. It's located close to a number of dance schools that are frequented by younger female patrons, and the men and women fire officers are forced to strip down to their underwear in full view of the public and in full view of each other. And that's just not right.
Prison officers at St Heliers Correctional Centre in Muswellbrook have walked off the job this morning to show their support for a colleague charged over the shooting of an escaping prisoner in the north of the state. The corrections officer is alleged to have fatally shot the man in the back while he was trying to flee from Lismore Hospital, where he'd been receiving medical attention. The officer, whose name has been suppressed by the court, was originally charged with manslaughter, but the Public Sector Union says they've been told by the DPP this will be upgraded to murder. It's understood only skeleton supervision will be on duty at St Heliers, made up of management, while the facility's 50 staff strike for 24 hours. A fresh call this morning for the state government to urgently pump extra funding into emergency management arrangements in the Upper Hunter. Local council staff currently undertake various roles on top of their day-to-day jobs compared to larger cities that have dedicated people to do the roles. Some emergency evacuation orders in the recent flooding were also issued hours late to allow people time to get to safety because they had to be sent to Wollongong for approval. Singleton Council General Manager Jason Lenane says staff do the best they can with what they've got.
We have a wonderful officer in charge in Joe Schultz and a wonderful SES and IFS, and everyone goes about doing their job when the event's occurring. But when it gets to this next stage, the stage we're going through now, mate, where we're trying to do recovery, it's very opaque. There's a lack of clarity around roles and responsibility. There's a lack of legislative framework to make sure everyone's got the right authorities and abilities to do what they need to do. And there's a really big gap in the funding.
And bus shelters in the Muswellbrook Shire are set to undergo a makeover as part of a government commitment to provide accessible public transport. Improved safety features will include the installation of guide rails and tactile ground surface indicators, upgraded lighting and improved curbside access. Several new bus stops will also be installed. This includes on the southern side of the Golden Highway at Sandy Hollow.
2NM Local Sport. Thanks to Double R Equipment Repairs. Double R. Watch twice as good. Visit dblr.com.
10 days and counting for Knights fans until the NRLW kicks off, with the club drawn to take on the Broncos first up at home. There'll be some added spice in the clash, with former Brisbane stars Millie Boyle and Tamika Upton now with Newcastle. The front row forward and fullback are among a host of signings the Knights have made after failing to win a game in their debut season earlier this year. One of them is Scone's Yasmin Clydesdale, who's been training with the team for the past month since defecting from the Roosters. The Scone grammar school teacher says she's not put off by the constant driving to and from Newcastle 4 days a week.
I'm a very dedicated person and competitive, so I feel having the support from like my school and my partner and my family really drives me to want to succeed in this sport as well.
In Group 21 this weekend, it's the final round of the season. Muswellbrook will play Greta Brankston tomorrow night at Olympic Park, and on Sunday, Denman set to do battle with Scone, and Singleton will come up against Aberdeen. Now, you're up to date with the latest news and sport from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. I'm Darren Katrupi.
2NM Weather.